his opinion on 650 mitzvahs.
And it counts as one mitzvah, Kriyas HaLuach, which includes two parts, Kiddush HaChodesh, to determine whether Rosh Chodesh will be on the 30th day or the 31st day, and Ibra Hashanah, to determine whether any given year will have 12 months or 13 months. The Rambam is in disagreement with the Bahag, who consider these as two distinct mitzvahs. Bahag counts Kiddush HaChodesh as one mitzvah, and Ibra Hashanah is another. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah. Then the Rambam quotes the din for the Gemara, and the Bezin that declares Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah must do so in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the din usually is, the Mishnah Makkah says if you got smich, has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. If you got smich in Eretz Yisrael, then you travel to America, your smicha doesn't evaporate. You can constitute a Bezin, you can give din in the Foshes in America also, provided you receive smich in Eretz Yisrael. But here, when we get the Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanah, it has to be done only in Eretz Yisrael. Why so? Why this insistence? So the Rambam has a very interesting line. Remember when we learned Gemara Sanhedrin in the Yeshiva, when it came to this topic of Kiddush HaChodesh, the end of the first paragraph, Soloveitchik was learning the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs inside. Usually he wouldn't read the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This time he read, there's a long Rambam, he read every line in the Rambam, he explained everything. So the Rambam writes something very interesting. He says that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by Klal Yisrael. The Yishlizim is done by the Bezdin. The Rambam said it has to be done by the Bezdin. And then he said it has to be done by Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Lords have the Kedushas Yisrael, the Chayv and Mitzvahs, but they're considered Yechidim. There's no Tzirut. The Mitzahar of Klal Yisrael is the fact that they all live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that Klal Yisrael will never disappear. And if one can imagine, in the Hebrew translation, I don't know Arabic, so I don't read the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic, but we read the Hebrew translation, so I assume that it's accurate. So the Hebrew translation says that one can visualize, one can imagine Chas V'Shalom, it says in the translation, that there would be a Shoah, and many Jews would be killed. There wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, but there'd be millions of Jews living in Chutz Lo'aretz. Then it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise. Because he promised Klal Yisrael would never disappear. Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes in the Yad HaZoket, when he quotes the same thing, he says, we today calculate the Luach, we have all the Klolim, how to determine whether it's Shana Pshuta, Shana Muberes, whether you're laid by Yaakov Pikudi together or separate and so on. He says, we don't rely on our calculations. It's the Jews in Eretz Yisrael who make it into Rosh Chodesh. There is no Bezin today. So the Jews in Eretz Yisrael do it. It's a problem. The Rambam says Bezin HaGadol has to do it, and then he says Klal Yisrael does it. Isn't that a contradiction? So the Rav Soloveitchik, this is part of the first Yahrzeit Shia. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away in 1941, Gimel Shvat. And every year, for many, many years, the Rabbi used to give a Yahrzeit Drasha. Yahrzeit Drasha, many of you remember, it used to be 4 hours long, fantastic. The first 2 hours was halacha. He would give a list that he would say all the Gemara, and he would tell all the Marmakabas in advance. And he would ask a whole bunch of kashas, and he was an excellent speaker. He would present the kashas in such a way that nobody can answer those kashas. He would explain the kashas so well, it's no one's ever going to answer those kashas. And then he gave a whole list of all the marmakabas in advance, but we couldn't figure out how you're going to put it all together. Then he would introduce a second gemara, and what do you see a chiddush in the second gemara, a second klal, and this answers all the kashas that he asked before. Fantastic. He would give a shiur halacha for 2 hours. The people would sit glued to their seats every year on Gimel Shvat. Then he would give a drasha for 2 hours on machshava, on hashkafa, based on halacha. It's interesting, Rav Kook has such an essay where he writes, if you want to develop what is the philosophy of the Jewish religion, he recommends you shouldn't base it on agarata, because we don't really have a strong tradition how to interpret Agarata. The same Agarata, I can interpret it one way, you can interpret it the opposite way. But in Halacha, we know what the din is. Rav Kook recommends you should really base Hashkofe on Halacha. So the people of America Sarav tell me, Rav Kook hardly ever did it. And what the din was, Rav Soloveitchik used to do it every year on the Yahrzeit Drasha. He would give a 2-hour drasha based on the halacha that he just developed before. This was the first Yahrzeit drasha that Rav Soloveitchik said. There used to be apparently a brisker shul in the Lower East Side. I don't know, somebody printed this in Hapardex before I was, no, not yet, after I was born. I was born in the first year after Moshe Soloveitchik's Pira. So they printed this in Hapardex when I was a half a year old. They printed the Yahrzeit drasha with the halacha, with the Haggadah. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, there are two parshas of Bezma Gomel. One is in Parshas Bahalo Iska, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Esru li shivimish, asher yadai tekeim ziknei ha'am v'shoitro. And one is in Parshas Shoitkin, where it says, Kipol min chadol al amishva, vidam adam, and din, din, leg, la nega, dira yuris v'sharecha, v'kapto v'alisi, go ask the Bezma Gomel, whatever they say is binding. So he said, you see that there are two halachas of Bezma Gomel. It's one in Bezna Gogol, the Supreme Court, they pass in all the Shabbos, whether you like it or not, whether the Tzibur appreciates it or not. Then there's another thing that when you have to determine what is Das Reif HaTzibur, the Sanhedrin is like the Congress in America that they represent, the Das HaTzibur. And a lot of times the Gemara says, when they make a Gzera, it goes in Gzera al-Tzimakei Reif HaTzibur called the Mahmudboy. So that the Tzibur in Sanhedrin, as already pointed out in that printed Yosef Yosha, the Tzibur in Sanhedrin says, when Bezin makes Tibur Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, it's only Chal, it's only valid if the Tzibur accepts it. If the Tzibur doesn't accept it, it's not valid. So he pointed out the need for the Bezin HaGolah, Kiddush HaChodesh, and Tibur Hashanah. It's not Bezin HaGolah, but it's the final post in the Supreme Court. Bezin HaGolah, but it's representing Klal Yisrael. So the Zman Hazeh, we don't have a Bezin HaGolah, so the need to be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh, need to determine whether it's going to be a Shana Pshun, the Shabbat, or whatever. It goes back to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does it. So that's what the Rambam writes during his lifetime. There weren't too many Jews in Eretz Yisrael. There weren't no prominent Rabbis that we ever heard of during the lifetime of the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones that make it, they're the ones that make it into a Shana Mul Beres. How so? By their observance, by saying Abli Yavai, and by Dabri Musaf, by having a Surus Rosh Chodesh, by benching Rosh Chodesh, they're the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. And we who live in Chutz Lot, we follow them. The Avnei Nezer points out that Avnei Nezer has two volumes. The Rabbi used to deal with Avnei Nezer a lot. Many of his shurim were straight, word for word, from the Avnei Nezer. A lot of his comments were also straight from the Avnei Nezer. So, Avnei Nezer has two volumes on Erech Chaim. The second Chelek Erech Chaim begins with Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And the first two Tshuvas and the second volume are about this topic. He puts together a few more Rambams. So he puts with this Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Rambam says, you can only do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Bezna Gadol doesn't do it, the Torah's Bezna. They do it, the Torah's representing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Avnei Nezer points out the Rambam appears again. This Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out. He didn't quote this Avnei Nezer, but I'm sure he saw it there. The Pirush HaMishnah is in Bechoris. I think it's Dab Chav Tes in Bechoris. The Mishnah mentions casually about something about Tarfon HaTzmich. So the Rambam, instead of writing what smicha is all about in Masechus Sanhedrin and the Pirush HaMishnah, he writes about it in Chorus. I don't know why. So he writes that smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Gemara never has a pasuk. Kiddush HaChodesh in Yimash HaGemara has a pasuk. Smicha never says. So the Rambam says, I'll tell you why. Because there's an institution in this week's seder, Parshas Vayikra, Parhalam Dovashal Tzibur. If an individual person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, who eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg, who eats Chelel B'Dam B'Shogeg, he violates an Aver B'Shogeg, which if he would have violated it in the Mezid, he would have been Chayv Koris. So if he violated B'Shogeg, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. If he cheats in business B'Shogeg, he doesn't, it was probably the Mezid, it wasn't B'Shogeg. But even if he cheats in business B'Shogeg, you don't bring a Chatas. And if he ate Chaz B'Shogeg, you don't bring a Chatas. Only Dosh is on a Koris, and she goes a Chatas. So what if the Bezna Gadol made a mistake in Pesach? The unanimous vote, all the 71 members of the Bezna Gadol said a certain kind of chametz is mutter at Pesach. Certain kind of chelel is mutter. And the chief rabbinate says mutter is mutter, so everybody eats it. So 51% of the tzibur violated the Aveir Sheish Bakaris. You don't insist that each and every individual person should bring a korban chatas. Besman Gaon brings one par halal shal tzibah, everybody gets a kapar. But it's only a 51 percent. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Hayrius, Bahayra, with respect to this din, Besman Gaon made a mistake in Sak halal acharoi v'yoshrei Eretz Yisrael. You only count the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Lartz have a Kedushas Yisrael, the Mechuyim and Mitzvahs, but they're not called Kohol. It says, V'nelam dole me'eni ha-Kohol, the Nisrik said, Rabbi Parham of Dom Shatim. So the Gemara says, Kohol only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. How do they know? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Malachim, that when Shlem HaMelech built the first place HaMidrash, throngs of people came from all over Eretz Yisrael, Kohol Godol Melevoch HaMos, Al-Nach Mitzrayim. From the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you see from that pasuk and say from Allah that the term kol only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, interesting, smicha is not a private affair. I got smicha for my rebbe, I want to convert smicha to my Talmud. It's not a private thing. The one who's giving smicha is representing all of Klal Yisrael. To represent Klal Yisrael, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Sri Yesh writes. In the end of the Sri Yesh, he has a few essays, not really Jewish. He has a lot about the Musa movement, and he has an essay about Smicha Bizman Hazen. So he, when Rav Meir Shapira found the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and they gave Smicha to a lot of people, so they made what they call a Chagas Smicha. The Yeshiva, they also call a Chagas Smicha. So speaking in biblical Hebrew, Chag only applies to a Yontif, Pesach Shlosim, when you bring a Korban Chagiga. And the Chag HaSmicha, you don't bring. But we call Purim, we call Chag Purim. Chanukah in modern Hebrew, we call Chag HaHorim, the holiday of the lamps. Chag means a Yontif. So we call Chag HaSmicha. So where did Meir Shapira get this idea? And they wrote it up in all the newspapers in Europe, Chag HaSmicha, and she was Chag HaSmicha. Where did he get this idea that you should be the farce and you're giving the smicha public? He said, no, that's a dinner I said, the Sri Yesh writes. It said, HaKadosh Baruch instructed Moshe Rabbeinu with Samachtas Yotcha Olav, give smicha to Yeshua Benun, but Tzivisa also Liyei Nehem. You should transmit the Torah Shabbatah to Yeshua in the presence of Klal Yisrael. So you see, that's Moshe Rabbeinu not conferring smicha on his own. He's representing Klal Yisrael to give the smicha. So since any rabbi who gives any Gemara tells at the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin, there was a time when the Romans had made Xera, they wanted to do away with all the Jewish holidays. So the Romans knew that they have to have Kiddush HaChodesh by Bezin. So they decided they're going to do away with Smicha, so they're going to do away with all the Yom Tovim. So, and they made Xera, whoever can confer Smicha will be killed, and the community where he'll confer Smicha, they're going to kill everybody in the community. So this time was Moshe Nefesh, literally. He picked the location in between two cities, that they should Jewish city, that they should know they should be in public. And he said, they're going to kill me. So he gave smicha to Ramer, so five or six Tanoim got smicha. And the Romans caught him, and then they killed him. So the Sri Yesh asked, why didn't you give smicha privately? I'm sure many people here have smicha. Nobody knows who has smicha. It's a private thing. How did anybody know? He says, no, that's halacha. It's a dinner. I said, Sri Yesh also their name. Smicha has to be given in public, so the time was Moshe Nefesh to see to it that Smicha should continue. So these are several Rambams. These are several Rambams. We have dinim that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not agricultural mitzvahs. Mishnah Kiddush in the end of the first verse says, Chomitzah Kliya Ba'aretz. And in Agricultural Ba'aretz, the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But Smicha is not, you don't give Smicha to the farmers. They know how to lie, you get Smicha. Okay. It has nothing to do with agriculture. One of the famous farmers in Bnei Brak, I remember when I met him once in America, Gedalia Nagel, he told me he's a farmer. And he was one of the biggest Talmidei Chacham that they had. He was a very original thinker. He picked up from the Chazon Ish how to think out of the box. Very big Talmidei. Okay. So he was a farmer. He had smicha also. But most farmers don't get smicha. So why is smicha only in Eretz Yisrael? Because smicha is given, shame kol Yisrael. So you have, the Rambam writes, one of the dinim that only applies in Eretz Yisrael is egla rufa. Why is it? Why is egla rufa only noig in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, it's not from the mitzvahs of Lizbar, it has nothing to do with agriculture, it doesn't depend on Kedusha Shliya, it depends on Kedusha Rishayna. Any area in Eretz Yisrael that ever had Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, is part of Eretz Yisrael, our national homeland. It's a secular term, but that's what the Rambam says. Our national homeland, that's Mitzarech Olo Kol Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael. So the Din of Egel Aruf only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not the Eretz Yisrael of Mekudeshes, the Kedusha Soros, not Tony Kedusha Soros. It's because Eretz Yisrael is Mitzarech Kol Yisrael together. So that's what the Rambam records the Psukim and the Gemara. It's Egel Aruf, it's only Egel Aruf in Eretz Yisrael because it's a Chedus HaTzibur. And the Tzibur of Kol Yisrael only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. There's such a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Tainus. The Gemara says, we say the same Talmud and Baruch Aleinu when the Tzibur needs rain. Let's say in the middle of the summertime, the Tzibur doesn't. Here there's a dry season in America. There's never any dry season. It rains all the time. So it's a problem why we don't say Talmud all year long. Also, Beit used to say Talmud. He said his grandfather, Rav Chaim, said Talmud all year long. But because the meaning is not so, so he used to say Shema Aleinu. And everybody else says the same bracha, so he used to say the same bracha, Baruch Aleinu, and Ishmael Kaleinu, he said the same kalamah. Because he thought more correct is the rush. The rush time is if you live in a country where there is no dry season. In America, there's no dry season every day of the year. They have their records for over 100 years. How much rain fell? So there is no dry season. So you really say kalamah to all your loans. It's a big problem. So the Gemara says there, you only say the same kalamah and Baruch Aleinu if the tzibur needs rain. If a yochid needs rain, his business, he needs rain. Let him say the same talamat and Shema Kaleinu. So the Gemara has a shaila. What if there's this Ir Gedolah in Nineveh, where you have thousands of Jews living in the city of Nineveh, and they need rain a certain time of the year? Do they say the same talamat and Baruch Aleinu? The Gemara says, no, Nineveh is in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are kichidim davar. They don't have a din of tzibur. You only say the same talamata when you need rain in Eretz Yisrael, in Baruch Aleinu. Otherwise, if you need rain, you say the yechidim need rain, you say in Shema Aleinu. So the Rav pointed this out. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes that the Kviyas HaLuach is accomplished by the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be taken care of by the Bez Nagalos representing Klal Yisrael, but now there's no Bez Nagalos, and the mitzvah goes back to the Klal Yisrael. So tonight, in Ma'ariv, we're supposed to say Yalav Yav. What's the din if a person forgets Yalav Yav by Ma'ariv? They tell a story that when the Baal Shem Tov, there was a period of time, Baal Shem Tov and the Yehuda, they were cousins by marriage. So they used to live in the same village before the Nevi Yehuda became the rabbi in the big city in Prague. They used to live in a little village, Jampola, in Poland. So the Baal Shem Tov, the Nevi Yehuda called in the Baal Shem Tov. He said, you want to start a new movement in Judaism. You have to know how to learn. You have to be a Talmid Chacham. So he wanted to ask him questions to see. So the first question he asked him, what's the din if you forget Yalav Yav, Leil Rosh Chodesh? Do you have to repeat the Shema Yisrael? So Baal Shem Tov was acting like a wise guy. He didn't want to let on that he knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that he knows the ABC. So he said, Rebbe, it wouldn't make a difference for your followers or for my followers. My followers, that one was such a slav as they would never forget the Yalav Yav the first time. And your followers, if they would forget the first time, you tell them you have to daven again, they'll forget it the second time. And the Chassidish version of the story was that morning, you the daven shachar, so you forgot the Yalav Yav, right? And then he said it again, he forgot Yalav Yav the second time. That's how the Chassidish version of the story was. So the Gemara has this in, that on the Chalamayit, if you forget Yalav Yav of Alayla, you do have to repeat. But if you forget the Yalav Yav of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shema Nesser. Why? The Gemara says, because the reason is, Rav says it. Rav lived at the time they still did Kiddush HaChodesh on Pi HaRiach. They changed the system, Kiddush HaChodesh on Pi HaChesh, the way we have it now, was introduced during the lifetime of Abai Rav. Abai Rav lived in Bava, but their counterparts who lived in Eretz, they're the ones who established the Luach Kavua, Hillel Shem. So the Gemara quotes Rav, who lived at the time Kishon Piyaviyah, says you don't repeat the Shema Nesser by Rav because in the Kashin is HaKadosh Balayla. They're only going to declare it tomorrow morning. They didn't declare it yet as in Shredish. True, once they're going to declare it tomorrow morning as in Shredish, the whole unit of 24 hours is one unit, so it's going to become a Shredish Mila Mafreya. It's going to become a Shredish retroactively starting from tonight, but since they didn't yet declare it as a Shredish, so at the end they don't have to repeat the Shema Nesser. That's the Gemara's explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a Yotzei Drosh on this topic. It was one of the early Yotzei Droshim that I remember. Could be I was before Bar Mitzvah. I don't remember. My father used to take me to the outside Russia before my Bar Mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik asked, what did they name Kashrut Chodesh Balayla? That was changed from the days of Abai Grover. Nobody's Mekadosh the Chodesh in the morning today. We have a Luach Kavua. You know, 1,000 years in advance, what day of the week is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So what kind of an explanation is that? Is Man Hazeh? Why you forget Yalav Yalamah? You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. What does it got to do with Kadosh Chodesh Balayla? So he said, no. He said, the Gemara learns it out from a separate pasuk. Even Kadosh Chodesh Balayla. It's not simply because you need a bezin, and you can, there's a different pasuk that a kviyas yeshiva's bezin has to be in the daytime. Let's say they did chalitza balayla, so chalitza has to be done in the presence of the bezin. So if they did chalitza balayla, the bezin can't be, you can't begin a yeshiva's bezin balayla. If you have a din Torah, you have to begin a yeshiva's bezin bayom. Don't bayom, don't balayla. You can start the din Torah half an hour before the shiur, then go till 2 o'clock in the morning. But the Tchilas Kriyas Yeshiva Bezin has to take place by him. So the Gemara doesn't say that's the reason why Emekachin Sachodesh Balayla, because you need a Kriyas Bezin. Even though the Din is done by Yom Adam Balayla, even if the Bezin began Yeshiva Bezin by Yom, they can't finish Balayla. Ibra Shana also can't finish Balayla. It's a separate Din. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what's the separate Din? That making it into Rosh Chodesh, whatever you do to make Rosh Chodesh, if it's a bezin declares, and if it's Klal Yisrael, today there's no bezin, so we do it. So our davening, saying Yalav Yalav, makes it into Rosh Chodesh. So he said, that's what the Gemara says. Making it into Rosh Chodesh has to be done by Yom, whether it's done by a bezin, it's done by Klal Yisrael. So the saying Yalav Yalav, and the davening Musaf, and whatever else you do, some Hasidim have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and Shulchan Aruch, they talk about that Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Whatever you do to make it into Rosh Chodesh, makes it into Rosh Chodesh only if you do it by Yom. Because the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh is only by Yom. True, when you're going to say Yalav Yalav and Dabu Musaf tomorrow morning, it'll make the whole day Rosh Chodesh, Milo Makreya, retroactively, but we didn't yet make it into Rosh Chodesh. So he thought that was the pshat in that Gemara. Then the Gemara has a din. Gemara has an interesting din. What if a person forgot the Yalav Yalav and Shacharis of Rosh Chodesh? The din is you have to daven over again. What if the Chazan and Chazor Sashat forgot the Yalav Yalav and Shacharis? So everybody screams out, everybody's clocking on their shender, Yalav Yalav Yalav, he doesn't hear, he just keeps on going. He finishes the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Then they tell him he forgot the Yalav Yalav. That's what they tell the story about Radav of Salvation. That used to daven out loud, like the Rav. Rav used to daven out loud. We thought the Rav, when he finished the shiur, he used to daven mincha. So one of the boys would say, Asher in Chatzi Kaddish. And then Rav Soloveitchik, he started Shemoneh Esrei out loud. So we thought he'd make an Hoichi Kedusha. Why did he switch? No, then he went back to Fayim. He always daven out loud. He said, his grandfather daven out loud. He said, the Chavetz Chaim used to daven out loud. Many said, the Sarah Belvila, the one davening Meirich, Amish Chodesh, and he forgot the Yalav Yalvai. So the people told him, Yalav Yalav, Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yalav. He didn't listen, he just kept on going. So then when he finished, so they told him, you forgot Yalav Yalav. So he said, why don't you tell me? They kept on screaming at him. He was concentrating on his head. He didn't hear what they were saying. He shut everybody up. So the din is, what if the chazan forgot Yalav Yalav, Chazar Sashat Sashatris? And he finished the whole Shemoneh Esrei. What do you do? So the Gemara says, we don't make the chazan repeat the chazor sashas. We rely on the fact that whoever's going to be the chazan will daven musaf, and when you daven musaf, you're going to mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes achronim, what if the yochid daven shachris and he forgot the Yalav Yalavai and he doesn't repeat the shachris? He already daven shachris, okay, daven musaf. He daven musaf already. When he daven musaf, he said that it's Rosh Chodesh. Did he say that shas hakhake v'yeved amin? But the yeved, if the yochid would daven shachris and forget Yalav Yalav, then he would daven musaf, he wouldn't have to daven over again, but v'chatchila, he should have daven shachris the second time. But the yeved, if he already daven musaf, doesn't have to. So then he say, if the chazan forgot Yalav Yalav and shachris, even though he has an option of repeating, say the chazor sashat and shachris again, so it's a tichud de tzibur, so it's a shas atchak ke v'yeved amin, shas atchak v'yelam ha-tchila, what usually is only acceptable v'yeved, that's why the chazan can rely on musaf. But the yochid can rely v'yeved, the yochid already, ab gedavim musaf, and he said v'shchadish, You don't have to repeat the Shema Nesek. Or should we say not so? Even if the Yochad Rebbe Yishayob Gedam and Muslim, and he mentioned Rosh Chodesh, still has to repeat Shabbos. So that's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham calls machlekes, the Shulti Geborim, and other achrayim. So Abchaim assumed, like the Mishnah Berurah said, that Safi Brachas Lahakam, since there is an opinion in the Poskim that the Yochid, who already davened Musa B'Yevet, is Yotzei, so he doesn't have to daven Shachris again. He's Safi. So Rav Chaim raised the question, so why did we tell him L'chatchila to repeat Shachris? Let him daven the Musa and he'll be Yotzei B'Yevet. So apparently the Chachamim wanted us to mention Rosh Chodesh before you get to Musa. But he already daven Shachris. He's Yotzei with the Shachris. If he would daven Musaf, he wouldn't tell him he has to daven again Shachris. Obviously, he was Yotzei the Shachris. So why not tell him L'chatchila to just to daven Musaf? So apparently, the Chachamim wanted he should offer another. So you have a right to say a second Shema Nesek. Isn't it Bracha L'Atol? So Rav Chaim said, it's a Tfilas Nedovah. The first Shachris that he daven, he had in mind for Shachris. He was Yotzei Shachris, even though he forgot the Aleviyot. He wasn't Yotzei, the Chavis Haskaris, Pelushas Hayom, that makes it into Rosh Chodesh. It's really the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so the Chutz Lords, Agab, the Jews, but the main thing is the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim wanted, he should mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening before you get to Musa. So they recommended you should daven at Tfilas and Dove, say a second Shachris Shema Nesrei, the Torah and Dove, in order to incorporate the Yalav Yama. But Bizman Azeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't recommend Tfilas and Dove. Years ago, whenever there would be a new need would come up, they would add another Shemana Esrei. So the Machabe recommends Bizman Azeh, you shouldn't daven Tfilas and Dove. So Chaim thought that Bizman Azeh, since we don't recommend Tfilas and Dove, if a Yochid forgot Yalav Yama and Shachris, he shouldn't repeat the Shachris. It's going to be a Tfilas and Dove. L'chatchila, you should rely on Musa. What the Chazan does, because Tichadit Zibur, the Yochid should do that also, Bizman Azeh L'chatchila. That was the din in the days of the Gemara, when they had the practice of offering once in a while Tfilas Nedovah, so one forgot Yalav Yama Shachris, should repeat the Shachris to mention Yalav Yama before he gets to Musa. But Bizman Azeh, we don't recommend Tfilas Nedovah, so Rav Chaim thought that whole din doesn't apply today. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't say anything about that. They assume all the dinim are the same. But that's Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav B'Shem Abchaim. Today he thought the din was different. Every other month we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So where does this come from, 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Some Rishonim say it's only a Derabon, some say it's only a Minik. The simple meaning of the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, is that the 2 days Rosh Chodesh are Derais. The Netziv points it out in his commentary in Chumash. This poses a problem. There is a Tosefta, not that we sit and read Tosefta all the time. We ought to, but we don't. But Tosefta quotes this Tosefta. Tosefta quotes the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, how many Seiri Rosh Chodashim do you bring? You bring 11 Musafim on Rosh Chodesh. You bring 10 Oilas and 1 Sor L'Chatos. So how many Seiri Rosh Chodashim are there in the course of the whole year? So the Tosefta says either 12 or 13, depending what the Shana Pshut or Shana Bul bears. But according to the Rambam, that 2 days of Shchodesh is the rice, every other month is 2 days of Shchodesh, so it should be 18, another 6. Every other month is 2 days of Shchodesh. So the Netziv is the Kasha. Isn't the Rambam contradicted about it? So Rav Soloveitchik said the Teretz as follows. The Rambam writes an interesting line in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Jewish calendar is, in a certain sense, an androgynous. The years are Shnoi Sachama and the Chadoshim are Chodshe Halalona. The months are lunar months. It depends on the moilet. In the year, Pesach has to be B'Chodesh Aviv. Sukkot has to be B'Chako Asif. Shavuot has to be that season of the year when they were harvesting the chitim. So the years have to be solar years. So every couple of years, you have to make sure Shana Beres, to make sure that Pesach doesn't keep on every year. Pesach is on the 11 days earlier. Because the Jewish, if you only have 12 months, the Jewish calendar year is going to be 353 days. And the secular year is 364 days. So it's going to be 11 days off. So every couple of years, you have to make a Shana Beres. So the Rambam says, how do you know that the months are Chodshe Halavana, How do you know the years are Shnos HaChama, Chaka Osif, Chag Chodesh HaAviv, Sukkim? How do you know the months are Chodesh HaLevan? So the Rambam says, because the Pasuk says, Olos Chodesh B'Chodesh. How do you see the Olos Chodesh B'Chodesh? Olos Shabbos B'Shabbat means the weekly Korban Musaf that you bring on Shabbos. Olos Chodesh B'Chodesh, the Olos that you bring once a month, every the monthly. So Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam must have been alluding to the Targum Onkelos at that Pasuk. He doesn't translate Olos Chodesh B'Shabbat B'Shabbat the weekly. He doesn't say over here the monthly. It says, Olos Chodesh B'Yischadatuse. The Targum Onkelos translates B'Chodesh means B'Chidush Shel Halagona. So you see from the Pasuk, the way the Targum Onkelos translates, the Rambam is relying on the Pirush of the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk, that it's B'Chidush Shel Halagona. So you see that months are Chodesh Halagona. So Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently the Rambam thinks 2 days of Chodesh is a Raisa, but you don't bring the Musafim on both days. You only bring the Musafim on that day when it's Chidusha Shalavana. The Rav didn't elaborate further. That should really be the first day. We count, we always assume the second day is the real Rosh Chodesh. You count all the Yom Tovim in the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So we always assume the second day is the real day of Rosh Chodesh and the first day is the Yom Tovim and the But if you hold like the Rambam and some other Rishonim, that 2 days of Shchodesh is the Raisa, and you only bring the Masafim one of the 2 days, so the Chidush Shalavan is on the first day, not on the second day. That's very surprising. You only bring the Masafim on the first day.
Many times they didn't know there was Rosh Chodesh until the end of the day.
Yes, therefore...
So how are they able to...
How they know to bring... Yeah. Oh, okay. The Mishnah says that they were there. Once the Aiden came after the birth of Talmud Shabbat Abayim, when there was a problem. So then they made a takana not to accept Aiden after Hakrabas Talmud Shabbat Abayim. But usually they would come before. On Rosh Chodesh, we recite Chatzi Halal. Why don't we recite Halal Shalom? So the Gemara says in the end of Masechet Tainis that the Rav had already received smicha from Rabbi Yonos in Eretz Yisrael, then he went, Rabbi Shmuel, both were learning in Eretz Yisrael. And then, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Lishon Sotik, but they felt they needed rabbinic leadership in Bava. The people in Bava were very religious, but they were big Adaratz. They were eating Basa B'Cholam, and Chal Shabbos, and the Taras HaMishpacha. They didn't know the demon, like the Shulmanikas years ago in Europe. They were very religiously inclined, but they were big Adaratz. So Rabbi and Shmuel both decided they have to pick themselves up and establish yeshiva. So they both went to Bava, each one made a yeshiva, and the Gemara says, all the din changed. Like Rav, Kiyasa, Rav, Bava, there was so much education, the people knew all the din. So the Gemara tells the story, Rav came to Bava, one fine day, Rosh Chodesh, the chazan came late to shul, he came early, after the first minute, they're saying halal. So they say halal on Rosh Chodesh. He said, there they go again. They don't know the ABC. Who says halal on Rosh Chodesh? Never heard of it. He had smicha, never heard of it. In Eretz Yisrael, they never heard of it. So he was so latsukim. He started to walk over to the chazan and tell him, you don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Then the chazan skipped. We say chatzi halal, skipped the chapter. So what did he skip? The parents and one kasha for him to the other. So he understood the must really have this minik. And Eretz Yisrael, they never heard of the minik. They started the minik in Bodo. They have a minute to recite halal. So he let them recite. So because it's only a minhag, so there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, but the one recites the bracha. The Gemara works out to explain how do you have the right to recite the bracha, shekirishon of the mitzvah, seven sivon, to be madat, to read the Megillah. It's not true. It's not kirishon. He didn't tell us, Rav Shalom didn't tell us to read the Megillah and to light Neres Chadik. It's only takana de Rabban. So the Gemara says, either one pasuk or another, you do recite a bracha when you fulfill a chiyuv de rabban. What do you do when you're only observing a minhag? Do you recite the bracha or not? So Tosfos says you do recite the bracha. That's the common practice that you say bracha. Chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rambam holds you don't recite the bracha. The Rambam says it depends. The Yochad, the Tzibah, the Rokei, Holy Yotzei, Rosha. And that also, what are the different opinions about reciting bracha and chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh? But chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. He's only a minute.
The Rav didn't say that, correct?
In the Yartzeit Rashi, he said he went through different stages in his life. So he said, in the earlier years, he wouldn't recite the Brach and Hal and Rosh Chodesh, he would rely on the Chazan. But then when he traveled to the yeshiva every week, and he used to leave on Tuesday morning, gave yeshiva Tuesday and Wednesday, went back on Wednesday evening, so then a lot of times he would daven b'yochid on Tuesday morning, so he felt bad in not saying a bracha. Then he started saying a bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh. Different times in his life he followed different opinions. Yeah. So that's a big machlokes. So the Rav explained the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Erech and Daf Yud in the days. Why do we say Halal on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because Shabbos is not Ikri Mori. Yom Tov is Ikri Mori. Shabbos is not Ikri Mori. What does that mean? So then the Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Mori. How come you don't say Halal Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, It's Buddha Basiyas Malach. What does Asiyas Malach have to do with saying Halal? So the Gemara says, how do you understand that Gemara? So Rav Soloveitchik said over the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam takes issue with the Bahag. The Rambam was not the first one to write the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos, which was written in the Tekuva Sagaonin before the days of the Rishayim, it's basically a Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam follows most of the Bahag, and here and there he disagrees. So the Bahag counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs to recite Halal on Yom Tov. So the Rambam says, what did he count Halal on Yom Tov? It's only mid the Rabban. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. A lot of times he defends the Bahag even though he doesn't agree with the Bahag. He's just upset why the Rambam wipes the floors with the Bahag. He says such attacks. Same thing in the Mohammeds. The Ramban comes to defend the Rif from the Hasakhs of the Balamor. A lot of times the Ramban says, I personally don't agree with the Rif. But the Balamor attacks him so much, the Rif can be defended. So the same thing in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he often defends the Bahag. And he says he himself agrees with the Rambam, but he doesn't think the Rambam should have taken out such venom against the Bahag. So the Ramban thinks the Bahag is right. He thinks that Halal is their Isa. Where's the Pasuk Chumash that you have to say hello? So he says, that's Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. That's what he means, Ikri Moed. You only recite hello on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there is a mitzvah of Simcha. I have to say mitzvah of Simcha, how can we say Yisimcha b'malchuska on Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos? If Shabbos is no Chiyav Simcha, the Rav always used to say, there's no Chiyav Simcha on Shabbos, only on Yom Tov, for Haraya that the din is in Avelus. If Yom Tov comes in the middle of Shiva, cancel Shiva. Yom Tov comes in the middle of Shloshim, cancel Shloshim. Shabbos always comes in the middle of Shiva, always comes in the middle of Shloshim, doesn't cancel anything. So Tosfos said that's the reason why the Avelus and Simcha are to this Asri. Not in the Kiyumim, it's a Kiyum Shebalev. So the state of mind, what you're experiencing is opposite Simcha and Avelus. So that's why Yom Tov cancels Shiva and Shloshim. But Shabbos is not Chiyuv Simcha at all. I happen to say Yisimcha b'malchuska. So the Achrayim talk a lot about that. You look in the Sechem, it has a few pages, he quotes a lot of Achrayim. How can we say Yisimcha b'malchuska? So the Rav said, the minig Ashkenaz is that you only say Yisimcha b'malchuska by Musaf. You don't say it by Magr, you don't say it by Shabbos. He said, he doesn't understand how come the Alter Rebbe, he was brought up in the Babisha village. And Chaslam said, doesn't understand why the Baal HaTanya left in that Musaf Atala. He understands why he can say Yisroch Malchuska by Musaf on Shabbos, not Shachrus and Ma'ariv. Why? Because in the Chiyuv of Simcha comes when you have to be Lifnei Hashem. That he repeated that many times. He has it printed in some of his Divrei Torah. So on Shabbos, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Musafim. So when you have a Musaf, in connection with the Musaf, there's a Chiyuv Simcha. But the rest of Shabbos is not Chiyuv Simcha. There's only a Simcha in Migdash on Shabbos, in connection with Musaf. But the rest of the time not. So that's what he blurted out. I tell on the Baal HaTanya why he didn't change the Nusach, why he didn't adopt Nusach Ashkenaz, only to have Yisroch Malchuska by Musaf. So the Ramban writes like this, that on Yom Tov, we recite Halal, it's a chelik of Simcha, the Simcha Zavuf, Basili Ayin, and the Simchas HaNefesh, to be Sai Hal, to become closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos Anochi, it's Simchas, so you don't be Sai Hal. Frag the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Dikri Moed, why don't we say Halal Shomim? Where's Rosh Chodesh Dikri Moed? So the Tur, so the Tur quotes in the name of the Goyin, and that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyat Simcha, because the Pasuk reads, if we have Simchas HaMadech, Rosh HaChashech, Miskaita Machatzeitzreis, so Rosh Chodesh is put together with Yom Simchas HaMadech, and so you see that there's Chiyat Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. That was the most question, why don't we recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyat Simcha? So the Gemara answers, Muta Basiyas Malach, what does Asiyas Malach have to do? So the Ramban has a striking lotion, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Ramban Sefer HaMitzvot writes, the whole relevance of the Simcha is only in English. Bigvulin, there is no Simcha, Amr Shodesh. It's only in English, in connection with the Musaf. Like he said on Shabbos, in connection with the Musaf. So on the regular Shabbos, you don't say Halal because there's no Chiyuv Simcha. And on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Halal because not Ikri Moed. So I remember years ago, I think it was around the time I was bar mitzvah, my father used to get Hapardes in the mail. Hapardes was a monthly Torah journal that came out in America 10 months a year. I think in the summertime it didn't come out, but they used to have 10 a year. So there used to be a big Talmud Chacham, one of the Polish Goyim, the Iluim, Rabbi Chol Forschlager, used to live in Baltimore. He was a big guy. So he learned Becharusa with the Abdei Nezer for a few years, the last years of the Sachot Shavar of his life, this teenager, learned Becharusa with the Abdei Nezer. And he would, from time to time, he would print it by Torah. Now they have cartons full of Dibur Torah by him. They're trying to print them. Years ago, they printed one volume, Torah Michael, and it didn't sell. So they didn't print any others. Now they're trying, the family's trying to print some more. They're working on it. So this, Rav Chol Forschlager printed, I remember, about Torah and Hapardes. He heard Shalashudas Torah from the Avnei Ne'ezer on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say Halal Shalem on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh you don't say Halal because it's Muta Basiyas Malach. Shabbos you don't say Halal because it's not called Moed, but Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Moed. And it's also about Sidis Malach, so why don't say Halal Shalom? So he writes it down, and Ezer answered, they don't blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyah. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is superimposed on top of Shabbos. So neither Shabbos is Mechayev, and Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayev. If it's not one hyphenated Kedusha Sayyah, it doesn't blend in together, so there's no Mechayev. So that's a big pill for Rav Soloveitchik, on a different occasion. Is that true? When you have Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, do they join together to become one Kedushas HaYayin or not? So there are a lot of Marmukhamis on that topic, but it's interesting. He quoted Avnei Ne'ezer, who said that they don't blend in to be one. The Or HaShulchan has a comment in the Sefer that if you look at the davening of Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, the concluding paragraph for Shabbos is always the whole thing is missing. You always say that. And every Shabbos you have, you always say that. And Rosh Chodesh Chodesh the Shabbos, they left it out. So the only Siddurim that have it are the Siddurim of the Eidot HaMizrach. Even the Sechfar doesn't have it. Eidot HaMizrach have it. So the Orach HaShulchan writes, he thinks that it's a mistake and we should insert it. We should say it. So they told me that Rav Soloveitchik, I never heard from the Rav, but they told me that in Maimonides they do say, because Rav Soloveitchik said the Orach HaShulchan was right, you should really say it. And then years ago, the Jewish National Fund, JNF, used to send out a yearly luach to all the Rabbanim, and used to put in things from the Rabbanut, when to say halal, when to say slichas, and whatever. So they quoted this in the name of the Vilna Gaon. I never saw it anywhere else, name of what the Orach HaShulchan said. That more correct is that you should incorporate that paragraph into the Shemana Esrei when you daven Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos, that it's not right that we leave it out. The Gemara has a din if a person forgot Yalu Yodah and Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says you're not obligated to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. If you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, or you forget the Al-Biyah and Yantav, so the Gemara says, since you have a Suda, So you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. But on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, since there's no chiyuv to have a suda, there's an issur tainus, but there's no chiyuv to have a suda, they have a chiyuv to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So then she gave the Yortzai brush on that, explained what does it have to do with the chiyuv suda. So he said, if a person forgets the Alaviyam, he's Yortzai the Benshin. He's just not Yortzai the suda. So we should really tell him, eat another suda. He ate so much, he's ready to blot already. He doesn't want to eat some more. So with Mekel, we allow him not to eat another suda, we allow him to recite the benching a second time to be kaber the suda l'shem suda Shabbos, to be kaber the suda l'shem suda yontav. But on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed,
why isn't that a bracha l'batala?
We assume bracha l'batala is only the Rabbanan. Many Sfardim, Chacham Avad, you always follow the Sfardish popular notion that bracha l'batala is the Raisa, bracha shein etzricha is the Rabbanan. Let's say I'm drinking a cup of soda, so I say shahakol, then halfway through I say burn the first, then I say another shahakol. What did I say burn the first and another shahakol? Could have covered the whole cup of soda with one shahakol. So that's not a bracha l'batala, that's a bracha shein etzricha. He could have covered the whole. So the Gemara says bracha shein etzricha is only the Rabbanan. But bracha l'batala doesn't say the thing. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, bracha l'batala is also only with the Rabbanan. So the Chachamim wanted us to dekaber the suda by reciting Kiddush in the beginning. We sandwich the meal in between the Kiddush in the beginning, the Birchas HaMazon at the end, to be kaber the suda, the shem suda Shabbos. But on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, there's an issur tainus, but there's no chiyuv suda. You can have things other than bread. And when you say burn nefashos, you won't mention Rosh Chodesh and the bracha granted burn nefashos. So therefore, you don't have to repeat the bench. That's what he said by davening also. If you daven shachris on Rosh Chodesh and you didn't say all of the other, you don't say the davening. When he said you have to daven shmanes the second time, it's a tefillas nedavah. You were yotzei the first shmanesah. You weren't yotzei the chiyuv to make it into yontif. Because today there's no gadol making it into Rosh Chodesh. So we take over that. Mitzvah really is klal yisrael to make it into Rosh Chodesh. So if we didn't say Alav Yavai, we yotzei shachris, but we weren't yotzei the chayvas making it into Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we have to daven over. And if you daven musaf, so you yotzei, you already mentioned Rosh Chodesh b'zman shachris. If you plan to daven musaf after chatzos, then you can't rely on the musaf. If you plan to daven musaf before chatzos b'zman shachris, then the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh and musaf will be sufficient. So the Gemara has a din. What if a person forgot on Shabbos a yontif? He forgot to say a yalav yom the brichas hamazon. And he reminds himself after he says, "Bani v'rachim al Yerushalayim, amen," but he didn't start Hatov HaNeitiv yet. The Gemara has a special bracha. A nusach is printed in a lot of sidurim. You have to have a good siddur that has it. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekam, Shenas V'Shabbos Yisrael Yisrael, the Menucha, forgot the whole nusach myself. You got to have a good siddur that has it. So the Gemara has a shayla. What about Amir Shoydish? A person forgot Yalav Yavoy, and he reminds himself before he starts Hatov HaNeitiv. So also, even though it's not the Akeh, if he said the whole benching, he didn't say Yalav Yavoy, then I have to repeat the benching. But the Chatzila, he should say Bracha. Baruch Hashanasu Rosh Chodesh Elam Yisrael. So the Gemara has a suffix that you say with Simcha or not. It says Sveke Redina, so we say the Hukula, you don't say with Simcha. What's the Shaila? So Absal Lejik explained, he thought that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyuv Simcha in Migdash. Chutzal Migdash, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. He thought, in Migdash there is a Chiyuv Simcha. That's what he thought that Ramban said. When the Gemara says, you don't say Halal Sholem on Rosh Chodesh because it's Mutav Asiyas Malacha. What's the connection between Asiyas Malacha and reciting of Halal? Many hold that Malacha is Chol HaMoed, there's only the Rabbanan, but still you say Halal Sholem every day of Sukkot, so Halal Sholem is not necessarily connected with this Malacha. So the Ramban explained, Lo Igdash Basiyas Malacha means that it's the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in Igdash, not relevant in Chusim. The Igdash Basiyas Malacha is a raya that Kedusha Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in Igdash. Kedusha Shabbos and Yom Tov makes an Isa Malacha. And it makes specific mitzvahs. You got to say kiddush, you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to eat matzah, you have to have a seder, other things. But chodesh, the whole relevance of kiddush as chodesh is only when you get to mesafim. It's only relevant in the mikdash. The whole significance of kiddush as chodesh doesn't really apply big gula. That's what the Ramban said. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. His father had a suggestion that maybe in the mikdash it did say halal. Because Rabban says only chutz ma'migdash. Ruta basis malach means chutz ma'migdash. Kedusha shchayus ma'rabban. He thought maybe migdash they did say havel. That the Talmidim pointed out. I remember at that time Talmidim pointed out. The Gemara said the Pembrish in Migdash they didn't say havel. That's the Gemara in Titus. Even in the Migdash they didn't say havel. Amar shchayus. There is a very fascinating Yalkut Shimoni next to the last pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah. The pasuk says the day will come that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and all the Jews will move back to Eretz Yisrael. Hayomi dechodesh mechadshimi deshabbos v'shabbatov yavo kol bosor v'shtachos lefanai amar Hashem. That's next to the last pasuk in Yeshayah. So the Yalkut Shimoni says an interesting comment. If the Jewish people feel bad over the fact that we didn't have the opportunity to fulfill Aliyah L'Rego so many years, since Churban HaBayis, since Churban Bayis Sheni, almost 2,000 years we didn't have the opportunity. So the Baruch Shalom says, Kindalach, I'm going to see that you'll do the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll be able to make up all of those Aliyah L'Rego that you didn't do. Every Rosh Chodesh, Kam B'Hayom, Midei Chodesh B'Chod Shoy, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatot. The quote from the Vilna Gaon in a different Svarim quote, Shabbos b'Shabbatot does mean every Shabbos. It means Yom Tov. Like we say, Svarim Mechamed Marchas on Shabbos. It does mean on Sunday. The Tzedukim is Man Bayis Sheni. Always celebrated Shavuos on a Sunday. They thought that you start counting Sphere always on a Sunday. And Shavuos always can be an extended weekend. That's how they said it. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy Yisrael Hoy. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu invented all the dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people, since Shavuos is not a whole week long, so one day they made it an extended weekend, like President's birthday in America. It's always on Monday now. The two presidents, George Washington and Lincoln, they didn't have the same birthday. Years ago, they used to celebrate two different days. Now it's one day, it's always on a Monday, an extended weekend. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon. It says, "Vayomi dechodesh b'chodshoy every Rosh Chodesh deShabbos deShabbatoy every Shabbos Shigolim Shabbos yavo kol basar deShachos l'fanai means aliyah l'rego." And it's similar to the pasuk when the isha Hashunamis didn't have any children and Elisha gave her a blessing. She should have a baby. She had a baby. Baby died from a sunstroke, and then she wanted to go to Elisha and Avi to tell him, "What did you do me a favor? You got me a baby. The baby died." So the husband asked. She didn't have a husband that the baby had died. So the husband asks, So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, because the Gemara says, based on that, it's a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Shabbos Shigolim. So what? Where does it say Yom Tov? So the Vilna Gaon says, no, Shabbos means Shabbos Shigolim. And the Nagdi Huda has a famous tshuva that's quoted in the Shari Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch, that visiting the Rebbe on Shabbos Shigolim is similar to visiting the Shechina. So just like there's a mitzvah, every Rosh Chodesh and every Yom Tov you go visit the Shechina, that's the pasuk at the end of Yeshayah, that's what Elisha Navi, the husband of the Isha Shalom, said, why are you going to visit Elisha Navi on Chodesh Yom Tov? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it the Shabbos Shigolim that you should visit. So this Yalkut Shemayni seems to be strange. Lost his love, the Baruch Hashem is going to change the dinim. There never was a dinim about the other regal and Rosh Chodesh. Lost his love, the Baruch Hashem is going to change the dinim. The Rambam has one of the 13 Ikari Hamuna. Zos HaTor Lo Seh Mechlepes, Lo Seh Torah Ches, Meis HaBayu, Giz Baruch Shemayni. The dinim are not going to change. So perhaps the answer is, that's what some make a suggestion, perhaps the answer is, there was always such a thing as a mitzvah or a shus of Aliyah L'Regal and Rosh Chodesh. There are those, it's interesting that Itziv went to learn a Balojin before his bar mitzvah. He became bar mitzvah there. And then he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. He was there by Rabitzel L'Balojin. He married the daughter of Rabitzel L'Balojin, the son of Rakhai L'Balojin. She was a few years older than him. So the Netziv quotes in the end of Vayikra, the very end of Vayikra, he has a comment. Rashi has on the pasuk on Maisa Behema. Rashi says on the Gemara, Rashi says Achumish, what do you do with the Maisa Behema? You bring it as a korban. Do you give it to the Kohanim? Do you give it to the Levim? Rashi says it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara in Tanakh, it doesn't say give it to the Kohanim. The farmer brings it, and he's makarav it as a korban. He eats it himself. So the Netziv is bothered with a kasha. Wait a minute, it doesn't say. It's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. That when they brought the Ma'aseh Behemoth to the Bais Sheni, they gave it to the Kohen. So how can Rashi say? And there were Goyim who said like that. There are one Shabbos court. The Goyim were of the opinion. Ma'aseh Behemoth is one of the Chof Talid Matnas Kohuna. The Gemara says there are Chof Talid, there are more Chof Talid. So different opinions in the Mishnah, which ones you combine it together, that it should shrink to become Chof Talid. So there are more Chof Talid. So then, Afkamina, how you count it is, whether Ma'aseh Behemoth is from the Matnas Kohuna. So how can Rashi say that Ma'aseh Behemoth, there's no source that you give it to the Kohen, it's a person in the Rayam? So the Netziv writes there, when he came to learn in Balozh and Yeshiva, that Nachman's David was still alive, Nachman's David was a Tana of Rakhain Balozhina, and the Nachman's David told him that it's true that the Vilna Goyen said that even though the Chiyat eat Matz is only the first night of Pesach, but it's a mitzvah sarashus. If you eat Matz the rest of Pesach, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, there's such a thing as a mitzvah kiyumis. The Talmid Chachamim today in Eretz Yisrael who denied the Vilna Goyen ever said it, because it doesn't make any sense. Mitzvah means a commandment. Mitzvah doesn't mean a good act. I did my mitzvah for the day. Mitzvah means mitzvah. So there is no such thing as a mitzvah social. But they say the only one really said there's such a thing as a mitzvah social. So later he used to have more. He had a lot of more mitzvah social. So then it's it. At the end of Chumash Vayikra, comments, maybe that pasuk says that they gave the ma'aseh behemoth to the Kohen, maybe as a mitzvah social. Rashi means that it's not a chayiv. You're not obligated to give it to the Kohen. There's such a thing as a mitzvah sochus. So, and then the Netziv explains. Maybe there are other things that are mitzvah sochus. So it could well be that this is the pshat and this Yalkut Shemayni. We haven't fulfilled Aliyah L'Rego for many centuries, since Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Medrash says, Yalkut Mavai, this mitzvah sochus that always existed. V'haraya that when the Isha Shonamis said she's going to go visit Elisha, her husband said, L'chodesh ha'yam ul ha'shabbos. There was always a mitzvah of Shus to do aliyah l'regel, Amr Shadish, and the mele to visit the Rebbe Amr Shadish, just like there's a chiyuv to do aliyah l'regel on Shabbos Regalim, and a chiyuv to visit the Rebbe on Shabbos Regalim. So there was always a mitzvah of Shus to visit the Shechina on Rosh Chodoshim. And Lossi Lava will, if we feel bad, those of us will feel bad that so many centuries we have fulfilled this mitzvah of Aliyah Rebbe, will be able to do the mitzvah of Shus that always existed. The Rebbe Shem is not going to change anything. This was always the din, that Aliyah Rebbe is a mitzvah of Shus. It's interesting, there is a Maharsha in the Chidushi Agoda in Bob Metzia. The Gemara tells the story that Elio Hanavi used to come to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. So one day he came late. So the Mashgiach and the Yeshiva said, how come he came late? Not going to let him in? They tell the Rabban Soloveitchik, he used to live in Washington Heights and he used to give a shiur in Chaim Berlin before he came to YU. Originally gave a shiur in Chaim Berlin. So he used to carry, he used to go by train, he used to have a whole stack of swarm. He was always preparing the shiur on the train. He would get so involved in the swarm, he would miss the stop. Then he had to come back. So he would come into the Yeshiva and Mashgiach wouldn't let him in. Mashgiach wouldn't let him say the shiur that they wouldn't let him in because he came late. He wanted the Talmidim and the Rabbein to everybody has to come on time. So the Yonah comes late to the Beis Medrash and Rabbi Ranasi is the shiur. Mashgiach asked him, how come you're late? So he said, it's Rosh Chodesh today. And every Rosh Chodesh he goes to wake up Avram Yitzchak from Yankov. They're sleeping in the Baras HaMachpelah. Tzadikim v'nisos and kruim chayim. He washes until he's done, washes Megalasa. And he davens with Avraham Avinu, puts him back to sleep. He wakes up Yitzchak, he watches until Zedan, davens with him, puts him back to sleep. So it took him so long, that's why he came back. So the Mashiach asks him, why don't you wake them all up at the same time and you daven with all three together? Why do you daven one at a time? He says, if they're all three daven together, Avraham Shoyrish, the Rebbe Shalom will have to send Mashiach. He doesn't want to send Mashiach, so he insists, I should wake up each one to daven separately. So that's why there's a minute here in Eretz Yisrael that on Erev Rosh Chodesh every month have buses going from all over to go to the Moris HaMachpelah to daven on Erev Rosh Chodesh, to daven with the others. Because if the others all daven together, the Moris says Mashiach will come. So the Maharsha has in his Chidushi Agoda, not Gemara, even the Mason also have a din to be Bekavah Pnei Hashchina on Rosh Chodesh. There's a Aliyah. Aliyah l'regel on Yom Tov, Aliyah l'regel on Rosh Chodesh, even for the Mason, it's up there, yeah. Because it says, Kol basar. Kol is usually a ribui. Who is kol basar? Kol is the rabbis, the mason. The mason also have a chiv. Ali on the red. On Rosh Chodesh. And on Yom Kippur. It's an interesting Maharsha. Let me just raise one issue and I'll close with that. The Rama has one of his 30 Nikorim. The laws of the Torah never changed. So Rabbi Yosef Albo wrote this Sefer HaIkarim, where he speaks about the Ikarim Hamun. So he says, the Rambam lists about 13 Ikarim. He thinks that basically there are only three Ikarim. And these are the three ideas of Malchus, Zuchainus, and Shofrus. You don't have to have that God exists. There's only one God, and he knows everything. That God exists is one Ikar, that there is in the Torah and Hashemayim is another Ikar, there's Chavir, and Shofrus. You don't need 13. It's enough. So he says, in the Ikar that the Rambam postulated, the laws of the Torah never change, he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks the laws of the Torah can change. How does he know? Because the Ramban on Chumash quotes, on the Pasuk HaChodesh Zalachem, Ramban on Chumash quotes the Yerushalmi, that until they came back from Golas Babel, after the 7 years of Golas Babel, the months didn't have Shmos Chadash, they had the number. The Zechodesh HaRishon is Nisan, Chodesh HaShem, Chodesh HaShlishi, right? And then when they came back from Babel, then they changed it. Shmos Chadash and Heli Mohim Mi Babel. And the Ramban says you shouldn't think that some of the Maskimim said, you see, the Jews always picked up things for the guy. Remember once, there used to be a shoemaker 2 blocks away from the yeshiva on, what's the name of the street? St. Nicholas. On St. Nicholas. Used to be, I don't know what it's Pakistan or something. He didn't speak English. There's some religion there. So he had a calendar up that had, it didn't have January, February, March, April. It had Elul, and it had Tammuz, and maybe another one or two names of the months that we have. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, Shmos Chadash and Halim Hanubal. So the Maskilim claim this is an indication. The Jews always assimilate and they always picked up Shtik from the Ogdia, where the Zark and the Goy. So the Ramban says, no. He thinks Shmos Chadash and Halim Hanubal is a chelik of the mitzvah derais. The Torah wants Chodesh Alechem Rosh Chadash, and we should incorporate the Gula from Golas Mitzrayim into the Luach. And the month should be counted, the Chodesh HaRishon is missing. It's a Nidolo, but it's not seen to go. And after the second Geula from Golas Babel, they felt that as a chelik of that din to incorporate the Geula into the Luach, they should change the names. Instead of having numbers for the month, they should have names for the months. So the Sefer Ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo says, how can the Rambam say that the din of the Torah never changed? Here the Rambam quoted the Rishon, that they change it. That they change it. Instead of having numbers for the months have names. So the question is, did they really change it? Maybe Pesach is not the 15th of Nisan. Pesach is the 15th of the Chodesh HaRishon. Maybe they added on, in addition to the numbers of the months, you have also for the Din of the Rabbanon. For the Din of the Rabbanon. You have, let's say, Purim. Purim is not the Chodesh HaShem Osar. Adar. It's an Adar. In our division of the Sheni Abot Ador. So that's why you have 4 days Purim. You have Yud Dalet Tezvav Arish and Dalet Ador Sheni. All 4 days are also behest through the Tainis. And the Tanaim Hava Machlekes, when do you fulfill the mitzvahs in our division of the Sheni? Because all four days are Purim. So maybe for Dinim the Rabbanan, they were instituted depending on the name of the month. But what about maybe all the din that I say stay the same? So this is a major discussion in Achrayim. Let's say, imagine Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. He became Bar Mitzvah 13 years later. On Zayin Adar, Yud Gimel Shana V'yem Echad. On Vav Adar, that was the end of Yud Gimel Shana. On Zayin Adar, that's the first day of the 14th year. So basically, we would always make fun of the people. People thought, Mishal Melch quotes it, people thought that you become Bar Mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shana V'yem Echad. If one on Zayin Adar, you become Bar Mitzvah and Chesed. So he said, no, Vav Adar is Yud Gimel Shana. Zayin Adar is the first day in the 14th year. That's how the Mekubalim say. How to say? Barbarossa, Bel, how to say, the opening mission in Sokhum, how does it begin? All on Barbarossa, both Kimus Anair, both Kimus Achamis, Lor Anair. So they talk about, just like a person becomes bar mitzvah or la bar osa, the beginning of the 14th year. So the beginning of the 14th day, the Jewish people become bar mitzvah or la bar osa. The first day in the next year is the same day that the person was born. So let's say, for argument's sake, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, let's say he was born in a Shana Pshuta. So he wasn't born in Ador, the name Ador didn't exist. He was born in Zion, Machodesh Hashnei Mosa. He becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later. When? On Zion, Machodesh Hashnei Mosa. There was no other Rishon Hashem. Probably comes, no, but it becomes bar mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. So when is the first day in the 14th year? If there's going to be a Chodesh HaShlosha Asar, the next year begins already. It's questionable. Let's say the reverse. That'll be questionable. Let's say for argument's sake, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in a Shana Mubaris. Let's say he was born in Zion Ad Hasheni. And then it becomes La Mitzvah, but there is no Ad Hasheni. He's born Zion L'Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. Then it becomes bar mitzvah in Hashanah Pshuta. There is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So when is the first day in the 14th year? The summer is Chodesh Nissan. So all the children born in the Chodesh HaShlosha Asar should all become bar mitzvah or Chodesh Nissan. But then the question is, did they change the Luach? The way the Albo said, Rabbi Yisrael said, they changed the Luach. We no longer count numbers for the months. It's Adarishan Adarshani. So then he was born Zayin Adar, and he becomes Bar Mitzvah Zayin Adar. So which is the real Adar? They're both real Adars. They're both considered Adar. So maybe it's like a Tatar Nisas, it's like a Sufik, we treat it as a Sufik. So that's a big debate in Achronim. Big debate. The Rav point, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that in Masechus Nedarim there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. A person takes in there, he's not going to eat potato chips until Rosh Chodesh Adar. And he knows it's the Shana Mubaris. So, Belosha many other, which Ador did he mean? Other Stam is Ador Rishon, other Stam is Ador Shem. Machloik is Satanam. So, Shulchan Aruch says there's a Machloik is a Mechaber and Ramah if a person has Yartzeit. So, when should he say Kaddish? When does he observe the Yartzeit? So, they assume observing Yartzeit is like a Neder, and be the Dorm Haloch HaKaloshim Beri Adam, and Elosha many other, which is the real Ador. So, that's a Machloik is Satanam, Machloik is Harapasian. That's a Shadow, whether one observes Yartzeit. Or the region of the Sheni, because it all depends. With the Dom Halacha Chaloshim. Then the Ramah says there's a Shita, you should observe Yartzeit both months. You say Kaddish both months and you fast both months. So Pashat Shat is because it's a Sufik. To the Dom Halacha says it's not the Torah Sufik. No, the Torah is Vadai. They're both Ador. Or the region of the both Ador Baharaya, that all 4 days are considered Purim. All 4 days are also the Hesper, the Tainis, and the Tanayim HaMachlokes. When do you read the Megillah? When do you give Shalach Manas and Matanas Lariyah? So the Don Degan shows from the Gemara that they're both considered Ador, and maybe observing our Yartzeit is because the day is a Yom Adin. Either Yom Adin for the Niftar or Yom Adin for the family that they lost their father, they lost their relative. So if Zayin Ador is a Yom Adin, and both months are Ador, then you should observe the Yartzeit in both months. The Torah is Vadai, not the Torah Sofik. That's how the Don Degan says, the Torah is Vadai. So that's a big discussion. When they changed the system, did they change the system and we no longer count the months with numbers? Well, no, all the dinim deraisa remained the way they used to be. And they added on another thing, in addition to numbers, the months have names as well. And if you say the old system is still in place, then you have to break your head to figure out when does the kid become bar mitzvah. Not so kosher. These are some of the ideas that are important on Rosh Chodesh. You should all have Hakashim Sana, Hakut Yafif. Very much you have simchas. We came for a bar mitzvah. You should all have simchas in here.
Amen.
Don't forget to say Alav
Yafif. I would have never said anything, but since Rebbe mentioned his birthday, basically, we should just say that most people that are even a quarter of his age couldn't possibly keep up with the vigor, the strength, the real strength that Rebbe brings to Am Yisrael. So we should just wish Harav and Harabanit much health, happiness, simcha, nachas, ad mea v'eshrim shana. Thank you very much.
Amen.
I think we should wait for
it.